the last word
with Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.
So the latest credit union consumer sentiment survey indicates that many consumers are bracing themselves for a major hit to their finances as the year progresses. Charlie Weston, personal finance editor of the Irish Independent, is with us. You're not in studio today, Charlie. I'm told you're working from home, which is what a lot of people will, I think, do to save on costs. But is it true that you're out the back garden planting it with a lot of vegetables at present as well, so you'll have your own cheaper food supply later in the year?
This is true, Matt. Every year I plant Maris Piper potatoes. I grow tomatoes from seed and a few vegetables, lettuce and stuff. Easy enough to do. Even if you're in an apartment, you can get troughs or containers and put potatoes, seed potatoes in them and grow them that way. They're lovely to eat, you know. But as you say, Matt.
What supply would you get out of that? How many weeks would you get out of that?
You wouldn't get a huge amount. No, I just have a small vegetable patch, but a few containers, you get a couple of meals out of it. It's more the pleasure of picking your own potatoes, and they're lovely. The new potatoes are just glorious to eat, Matt. They're one of the great pleasures in life is to have a barbecue, a Caesar salad, and a few of your own potatoes melting in butter. They are really lovely when they're fresh out of the ground.
You're making me hungry now. I never knew we could be getting you and John in John Gibbons' slot whenever he's away on holidays.
Well, I'm an North County Dublin man. I should be able to pick potatoes. I spent my school holidays picking potatoes and tomatoes and stuff. So, look, I just think something everybody should do, and it will become important maybe this year if there are, you know, and there are issues around fertilizer and ammonia, and yields might be down, even if and prices might be up. So, look, having a few of your own sports would be no harm at all, and particularly as it's a pleasurable thing to do.
I remember Charlie Eamon Ryan, when he was a Green Party leader and a minister, getting berated for telling people to grow things in the window box outside their house. But something else that I think gets a lot of people wound up is been told by ministers, or indeed by the Taoiseach, to drive more efficiently, save money by making sure your car is in a better condition and drive it more slowly.
Yeah, and particularly as, already the International Energy Agency has made those kind of recommendations, and it's also coming from the European Union today, which will drive people nuts. Von der Leyen is talking about the possibility they're looking at a coordinated attempt to kind of do something about fuel, possibility of fuel shortages. But what can they do? You know, and what we're seeing is mentioning of fuel rationing, remote working, and car-free Sundays. That will drive people absolutely nuts. You'll be discouraged from taking a drive on a Sunday out to a beach or something to try and conserve fuel. But it might come to that. Now, there are various reactions to this kind of thing. Some people think this is just conspiracy theory stuff, that, you know, we're fine at the moment for fuel. Others see it as we'll be grand. Nothing. It'll all get sorted out. But other people are saying, yeah, look, it might well come to this. So we just, I suppose, have to prepare for the worst, Matt. And it just might come to it that fuel is difficult to get. It's certainly, you know, the other issue is price. It's the prices are back up again. The hauliers are saying, they're quoting the Irish Independent today, saying that diesel prices are back up in places up to 2.20 a litre. Petrol in some places is back up to 2 euros. That's despite the fact that the excise duty was cut. So we're going to have to think hard about, is every journey necessary in the car? Do we need to drive sensibly and instead of speeding and if you accelerate slowly and instead of at a fast pace, do we need to use that air conditioning? These are all things that I know, cliched and boring and a pain in the neck, but we may need to think about this, you know.
Even do things like, for those of us who golf, take the golf clubs out of the back of the car rather than weighing down the car.
Exactly, Matt. You know, if there's anything heavy in the car that shouldn't be there, I mean, that's going to use more fuel. It's about fuel efficiency. You know, if you have to drive, and making sure you have fuel as well. You know, are you doing everything you can to be fuel efficient? Or are you just wasting fuel?
It's something else. Remember, again, this goes back to the time of the crash 15 years ago. But when government ministers told people to shop around, that drove people mad as well. But I think most people are quite conscious when they go into supermarkets, aren't they, where they're going to get the value or not.
Well, I don't think we do enough about it. I think we're still too attached to brands, premium brands in this country. If you take something like sugar, you know, sugar is just a basic commodity, really. There are no luxury brands of sugar, or maybe there are, I'm not aware of them. But, you know, the difference in price for a kilogram of sugar between a branded premium brand and an own brand is about a euro. I mean, a euro between 2.65 for a kilo of sugar if you get a premium brand.
So does one taste sweeter than the other? It's the same with milk, Charlie, isn't it? Can a branded milk really taste better than a non-branded milk?
Not necessarily. I mean, I don't think so. I mean, think essentially they are commodities. So I think we're just going to have to think harder about, you know, what we're buying, you know, because the food prices have been going up for ages, and the fear is that they'll go up again. I mean, you know, some people think they'll go up by 8 to 10%, given that, you know, transport costs are gone up, packaging costs, and fertilizer costs. When, you know, that'll feed through into food prices. So we need to think very hard about what we're buying. Don't necessarily get the stuff that's in front of your eyes. Maybe look low down on the shelves or high up, you know, and just be smart about the shopping. I mean, I know we are doing a lot of that, and you don't want somebody in the radio telling you to do that, but I think we're just going to have to think harder about it. You know, the staple items as well tend to be opposite corners of the shop too, you know, to force you to walk by lots of things. So go in with a list, don't go with kids. All of the, we're going to have to think about all of those things that we know intuitively we should be doing. But, you know, we it's a way of coping with prices getting higher.
Okay. Energy prices. Are there differences between the different energy suppliers if you tried to move from one to the other now?
Yeah, well, and not enough of us move, Matt. You know, only the most recent figures from the regulator show that 47,000 households switched electricity provider in January. Now, that you might just think for a second and go, that's not too bad. It's actually not good at all. It's rubbish. There's about 1.8 million households out there, and just 47,000 people are moving around. There's no difference between the electricity from Energia or Bord Gáis or from Electric Ireland. But what there is there's a switcher bonus. If you move from one to the other, you can get a 20% discount. That's €400 a year on electricity alone. If you're using dual fuel, you know, if you're gas and electricity, you could be saving €700 a year from moving around. It's the easiest thing to do. We're going to have to start thinking about that and think about it hard. Some of the deals, the better deals, are going to disappear probably. So make sure, think about it now. You know, could you get a better deal? Is now a time to look at that. If you're out of contract, you know, would you benefit by signing up for one of those introductory offers where they offer you very, very tasty, you know, deals, basically?
We heard last week about the potential for the interest rates by the European Central Bank to go up 3 times this year by 0.25% each time. Would that suggest it's a good option now to fix your mortgage?
Yeah, if you're on a variable rate, or if you're coming to the end of a fixed rate, lock in now, because rates are pretty good at the moment. They're down at about a 3-year low. Even if you're not finished your fixed rate yet, it might just be worth your while ringing the bank, seeing what the penalty is for getting out of that fixed rate. They might just waive the penalty and lock in now on a 3-5 year fixed rate deal before rates start going up. So think about that now. Now's the time to think about that before the European Central Bank moves interest rates. They are, you know, we don't know what they're going to do, but they keep warning about it. Philip Lane was in Dublin. He's the chief economist of the European Central Bank. He was in Dublin this week and he was saying, look, if things get really bad, they will, you know, as you said before, they'll have to raise interest rates. So now might be a good time to think about that.
Charlie, very quickly, review your health insurance.
Yeah, 3 of the health insurers increased their rates from today, Matt. And that's Level Health, that's Irish Life and Laya. And plus, a lot of the benefits have been cut on some of the plans, particularly the Laya plan. So look at review your health insurance. It's a big expenditure for families that have it. Look at taking on a bigger excess, maybe that's the amount you pay. Consider corporate plans. You've got to look at, you know, make sure you don't just stay in the plan. You need to review your health insurance.
And very finally, file a tax return.
Yeah, you know, the latest figures from the revenue show that the average refund for people tax back is about €1,000. That's €1,000. That's a whack of a lot of money. Go and get it. You can get it. You know, you're entitled to it. It's for health expenses, those kind of things. You know, claim it back off revenue. It's easy enough to do.
Okay, thank you very much, Charlie Weston of the Irish Independent.
The last word
with Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.